proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about the judgments of God, looking at God's judgments on the non-Jewish or pagan nations. God sometimes used pagan nations as instruments for disciplining the Jewish people. For example, Assyria, which nation God described in Isaiah 10 as, quote, the rod of mine anger, unquote. Assyria put an end to the northern kingdom of Israel. The Chaldeans, which God labeled as a bitter and hasty nation in the first chapter of Habakkuk. The Chaldeans defeated the southern kingdom of Judah. But God also passed judgment on these Gentile nations for their evil deeds. The first and second chapters of the prophecy of Amos listed the reasons why God chose to do these things. Amos starts with this statement, quote, "For three transgressions of Damascus, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron," unquote. The Syrian armies grievously afflicted the northern cities of the kingdom of Israel, particularly Gilead. Therefore, God promised to destroy their land and send their nation into captivity. Amos continued, quote, "For three transgressions of Gaza and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom," unquote. Gaza was one of the five chief cities of the Philistines. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 21, the Philistines invaded Judah toward the latter days of that kingdom. They despoiled the house of King Jehoram of Judah and took most of his family as captives. God promised to destroy the Philistine cities for these things. Amos went on, quote, "For three transgressions of Tyrus, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and remembered not the brotherly covenant," unquote. The agreement in question may refer to the treaty that was made between King Solomon of Israel and King Hiram of Tyre, a treaty described in 1 Kings chapter 5. The Tyrians violated this treaty by turning on the Israelites, so God promised to burn the palaces in Tyre. Amos went on to add, quote, "For three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with the sword and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever," unquote. Evidently, the Edomites never forgot how Jacob, the father of the Jewish people, how Jacob deprived their ancestor Esau of his birthright. They continued to hold that animosity against Jacob's posterity, the Jewish people. God promised he would deal with the cruelty of the Edomites by burning down their palaces. Amos went on to turn his attention to the children of Ammon. Quote, "For three transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border," unquote. The Ammonites acted barbarously towards the northern inhabitants of the kingdom of Israel, just as the Syrians had done. God would therefore render unto them the same punishment as the Syrians received at his hand. Amos continued, quote, "For three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime," unquote. Though the Bible contained no record of this particular act of desecration, God indeed remembered it. He would therefore destroy the land of Moab and kill its rulers. God passed judgment upon his own covenant nation, the Jewish people, for their transgressions. He promised to do the same thing for the pagan nations, those who were not part of his covenant protection. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.